Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking once again with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Jeff and I today are going to discuss SaaS with BPM. So first of all, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me once again.
It's always a pleasure. Good to be with you.
Great. Now, first of all, what would you say is going on right now with SaaS BPM?
Well, just like SaaS has transformed the way in which we look at almost every other enterprise application area, the same thing is happening now with the business process management space of BPM. And it's being driven by a number of factors which are common to the overall market for SaaS, and obviously the economy and the changing competitive landscape, as well as the changing customer attitudes and expectations when it comes to utilizing software and getting the greatest value from those applications. And as you and I have talked about many times before, there's been a growing frustration among organizations and end users of all sizes for a long time. And now that SaaS has established itself as a viable alternative, functionally speaking, it's become a much more appealing alternative, both financially as well as in terms of its value-added capabilities. So now it's beginning to touch on that BPM space, and there's a lot of exciting things going on there.
I agree. Now, what would you say, you've sort of already touched upon it, but to drill down a little bit, what exactly are the market drivers for SaaS BPM?
Well, with this economy and the competitive landscape that we have and the changing nature of the workplace, there's a growing need to obtain information from a variety of sources that pertain to the performance of an organization and to bring that information together in such a way that people can make better decisions. But more important than that, sharing that information so that they can execute on those decisions in an effective fashion. And BPM helps to manage that process from the collection to the dissemination to the measurement of the activities across the organization. And in order for companies to survive, never mind thrive, they need greater access to that information and greater ability to act on that information. That's why we're talking about SaaS-based BPMs today.
Indeed. Now, a company that already has BPM, what do they need to consider from going basically in-house to a SaaS BPM, and what sort of steps do they need to take?
Well, I guess there are two categories. There are those companies who are somewhat satisfied with what they have and are possibly looking to enhance and extend that functionality, and they can use some of the SaaS-based alternatives and options that are available to extend the reach and also maybe add additional functionality to the established BPM solution that's already in place. But then there are those companies who are either frustrated that they're not getting the value they were looking for, or maybe had hesitated from making the investment. And those companies have an opportunity to start fresh with a SaaS-based alternative and do what others have done in other segments of the marketplace when it comes to SaaS. Start small, test it, see how it feels, see how it works, see what kinds of results they're able to get from it, and then extend it through various sub-segments of their business to get a fuller range of benefits from those capabilities.
Interesting. Now, do you essentially see all BPM going to the SaaS model?
Well, there's probably a good reason for most companies to move to a SaaS-based alternative, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, if ever, because just like with other segments of this marketplace, there's always going to be certain organizations who feel that for whatever reason, what they have on-premise is going to meet their needs better than something that's a SaaS-based alternative. So we'll continue to be living in a hybrid world where there'll be a mix of both on-premise and on-demand alternatives that will become increasingly interoperable to allow folks to integrate them together to get the best of both worlds.
That makes sense. Now, it's December, so we're looking ahead to 2011. What do you see for the future of SaaS BPM?
Well, I'm very excited about this new idea of data as a service, and beyond that, business process as a service. And the BPM area is ripe for this. And by that, I mean being able to take the data that individual companies are generating within their organizations and aggregate that data in such a way that it doesn't risk giving away any kind of proprietary data to competitors, but instead allows companies to compare and contrast themselves with their peers in terms of best practices and benchmarks. And we're seeing more and more opportunities for companies to do that, while at the same time integrate third-party data sources into their own internal activity data and be able to compare their activity to broader market trends. So companies like Dun & Bradstreet, Reuters, and others are now providing data feeds through APIs, web services, and other dedicated cloud integration services into these BPM services. And the BPM services themselves are reaching out to these other third-party data sources to provide that contextual data that can help organizations and executives as well as their end users to better understand the implications of their own internal behavior and, again, compare and contrast that to their peers.
Very interesting, and definitely a very interesting space that we're going to keep our eye on. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, once again speaking with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Thanks once again so much for some excellent information, Jeff.
My pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.